You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You've probably heard about 3D printers. I mean, maybe you've even made something with them at your local library, maybe like a toy dinosaur or a plastic cup. Well, scientists at Idaho State University have a new kind of 3D printer. It uses living cells that could help cancer patients find the exact drug they need to kill a malignant tumor. Jared Barrett is an assistant professor in the Department of Biomedical and Pharmaceutical Sciences at ISU, and he wants to use this new bioprinter to help cancer patients, and he's joining us live. Hi, Jared.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So can you tell us what a bioprinter is and how it's different from that 3D printer that a lot of us have seen at the library?
Yeah, so it's pretty amazing that there's not a whole lot of differences. We're actually using the same technology that helps you print those things at the local library with the 3D bio or 3D printer using plastic resins, or using the same software technology to get the right three-dimensional axes between the X, Y, and Z axis. And a lot of the same machinery can be used. The only difference really with 3D bioprinting is the material input. So instead of those plastic resins, we're using biological materials such as cells and hydrogels that help give tissue their shape and their structure.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because you actually want to use this new technology to help cancer patients. So let's say like someone has a tumor. They go to the doctor, the surgeon removes the tumor, and then they would potentially, I guess, send the tumor to you. What do you then do with the tumor? So basically, how does this work?
Yeah, so if we are lucky to get that material that's left over, so I mean, the primary purpose of the tumor is to really understand the diagnostic of it. And so pathologists, they get first crack or shot at the tumor material. And anything that's left over right now, because this is still in the experimental stages and in the research phase of things, then we would get that leftover tumor material and we would split it up into hundreds of miniaturized experiments. And then we use the miniaturized experiments, or little tiny spheroids of tumor tissue, and we grow or print that in 3D balls. And then we can use that in a drug screening process. And because they are printed in a more realistic three-dimensional shape, then it gives us a better idea of how those tumors are going to respond to the different drugs when it's actually in the body.
So if I'm understanding correctly, you could take these basically, I guess, you almost turn them into kind of bubbles, and you're injecting these bubbles with the cancer drug. So it sounds like this would then just really pinpoint the specific drug for each person who has cancer, because you may have two people may have the same cancer, but we know people don't always respond the same way to the same treatment.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the field of oncology has been moving in this direction for, you know, decades. And we understand exactly those same principles that you are underlying, that really not any two cancers are the same. And the makeup and mutations that kind of drive those cancers to be malignant can vary from patient to patient. And we're starting to find, you know, there are patterns in certain mutations that can be targeted by a given drug that are common across cancers, or maybe even between different cancers. It's kind of amazing. I've had experiences where, you know, a really effective breast cancer drug has been found to work in somebody's colon cancer. And it's just like, you wouldn't have thought about that without that kind of personalized approach or some of the insights that are now coming through this this type of technique. The big part of the personalized medicine was really kicked off like back in 2003 when the Human Genome Project was completed. You know, as scientists and clinicians that, you know, focus on cancer, we understood that the underpinnings of most cancers is a genetic mutation. And we just thought, oh man, if we can understand that genetic mutation, then we can target it with a specific drug and that should work. Well, we're finding out that that's not always the case. It's much more complicated. And with 20,000 different, you know, genes in the human genome and all these different interactions and different mutations that can exist within a cancer, it becomes very hard to tease out, you know, which drug is going to work, even with that genetic information available. So you kind of come up with this method to just bypass the genetic information and just say, well, let's screen it with all the drugs and then find out which one, you know, responds the best for that patient's tumor. And that's this 3D bioprinting, what we're talking about today, enables us to really get at the heart of making it as realistic as possible so that those drug screening efforts replicate back for the patient.
And I know that this is in the experimental phases, but it is having lost a family member to cancer. On a personal note, I'm sitting here listening to you thinking, like, this could change the outcomes for so many people who have cancer, for so many families who have a loved one with cancer. I mean, this could make all the difference in the world, it seems.
Yeah, and we do feel like that we are at the cutting edge of where this movement is going. Using 3D bioprinting and doing this type of drug screening is called functional precision medicine. And it's only been around for a couple of years. And there are only a handful of labs across the United States that even offer this type of service commercially. They've been vetted and they've passed some of the regulatory requirements to get their lab up and going to do these tests. And we're following in some of their footsteps, but we're still, you know, developing and finding out better ways to do this. And Idaho is going to be able to offer that service not only for its residents here within the state, but it's going to be able to put us on the national map for a way to be proactive in treating cancer patients.
So in a perfect world, when you're able to do this, what would then happen when you find that particular drug for that particular patient that kills the cancer tumor? Would you then be able to say to the doctor, okay, give this patient this particular medication?
Exactly. And that's where the regulatory process really wants us to be as correct and accurate as possible. And we're getting there. And it's definitely something that, you know, is just right around the corner where we can actually take those results back, like you said, and give it to the clinical team that's treating that patient and say, this drug works for this patient. And not only one drug, but we'll be able to give them maybe a list of drugs. And really with the future of cancer therapy, we're understanding in order to attack all the multiple pathways and signaling processes that exist within a cancer, there's not going to be one magic bullet. And we're understanding that combination therapies are probably going to be our best bet for winning this fight against cancer. And so when we go through the screening, we'll be able to give a list of, you know, the top 8 most effective drugs against that patient's tumor. And then that clinical team can say, yeah, I feel really confident about using this one or this one. And maybe they can try one or two and in combination. And if those aren't working, they can quickly turn to another regimen that they feel will give a long, durable response for these cancer patients.
So how far out do you believe you are in getting this actually to into the hands of doctors and to patients? I mean, for this to actually be a way to have people be treated?
Yeah, so we have a lot of momentum right now, not only within Idaho State University to support this kind of initiative, but also the state of Idaho has caught a glimpse of what we're trying to do, and they're putting resources behind us to get this off the ground and going. And there's a lot of believers right now, and I'm so appreciative of all those who kind of see the vision of where we're going with this. To get through the regulatory process, we're probably about a year out before we can really start turning around and offering this as a service for our patients that directly benefits themselves.
Well, I have to tell you, the best of luck to you. I don't think there's one person who's probably not been impacted by cancer in one way or the other. So truly good luck to you as you move forward with this. And also, thank you for explaining this to us. I mean, this is so exciting and hopeful.
Yes, well, I'm glad to be a part of it, and thank you for letting me share this with Idaho Matters.
Absolutely. We have been talking with Jared Barrett. He's an assistant professor at Idaho State University. He's hoping to use a new 3D bioprinter to help cancer patients find the individual drugs they need to fight their disease. Again, thank you so much. More Idaho Matters next.